In March of 2026, the governor of New York traveled to Palm Beach, Florida, to beg. Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat of New York, stood in front of the wealthy New Yorkers who had already fled her state and asked them, please, to come home, telling them, quote, our tax base has been eroded. She said this in Florida, to people who now live in Florida, a state whose income tax rate is zero. The receipts that explain why they left arrive at the Internal Revenue Service every spring. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the arguing. Today, the quietest election in America. Nobody campaigns in it. Nobody casts a ballot in it. And it has already moved 13 Electoral College votes from blue America to red America, with roughly 10 more projected to move the same way in 2030. Start with the scoreboard, because it is not close. Between the 2000 census and the 2020 census, Texas went from 32 electoral votes to 40. That is a gain of 8, the largest of any state. Florida went from 25 to 30. Georgia added 3. North Carolina, Nevada, and Colorado each added 2. And the states those votes came from? New York fell from 33 electoral votes to 28, a loss of 5, the biggest in the country. Pennsylvania lost 4. Ohio lost 4. Illinois lost 3. Michigan lost 3. That is 19 electoral votes gone from 5 states, 4 of them run by Democratic governors today. And California, for the first time since it joined the Union in 1850, lost a congressional seat in the 2020 census. Add it all up, according to the Census Bureau's own apportionment releases, and the net shift since 2000 is 13 electoral votes into states that voted Republican in 2024. No ballot did that. No court ruling. No act of Congress. Tens of millions of individual Americans loaded their belongings into U-Hauls and drove. The Census Bureau counted them at their new addresses. The math did the rest. The mechanism is almost insultingly simple. The Electoral College has 538 votes. Each state gets its number of House seats, plus 2 for its senators. And the House's 435 seats get redivided every 10 years by a formula. The method of equal proportions, on the books since 1941, that cares about exactly one thing: how many people the census counts in your state. Not how they vote. Not why they came. Just that they are there. So follow one family out of San Francisco. Stage 1. The move. U-Haul literally keeps score. Its growth index tracks net one-way truck rentals into each state. Texas finished number 1 in the 2025 growth index for the 7th time in 10 years. California finished dead last for the 6th year in a row. At some point, that stops being a streak and starts being a verdict. Stage 2. The tax return. The family files from a Texas address, and the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, matches it against last year's California address and records the income that moved with them. These are not surveys. They are filed tax returns. In the most recent filing year released, 2022 to 2023, California lost a net $11.9 billion in adjusted gross income. New York lost $9.9 billion. Florida gained $20.65 billion. More than the next 2 states combined. Palm Beach County alone took in $4.9 billion, the most of any county in America, with an average inbound filer income of $178,085. 8,000 New York City tax filers relocated to the Miami to Palm Beach corridor in that 1 year. Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida, summed the data up. People are voting with their U-Hauls. Stages 3 through 5 close the loop. On April 1st, 2030, The census counts that family in Texas. The apportionment formula hands Texas more House seats and California fewer. And every seat is an electoral vote. The family never cast a ballot to do any of this. Their address on one spring morning shifts a slice of California's presidential power to Texas for an entire decade. Now the names, because the geography of this exodus is not random. New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat. A New York City resident pays a combined state and city income tax of 14.776%, the highest in the country. And according to the Census Bureau, the state lost 120,917 net domestic residents in a single year. Hence, the Palm Beach begging tour. Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker, Democrat. 10 consecutive years of population decline. The Illinois Policy Institute's analysis of the IRS data found Illinois led the nation in the rate of income loss in 2023. More than $11 of every $1,000 of state income walked out the door. A 2025 Illinois Policy Survey found 51% of Illinois voters want to leave the state, with high taxes the most cited reason. Governor Pritzker's answer to all of that was to sign the largest budget in Illinois history, $53.1 billion, up $15 billion since he took office, including $1.1 billion in new taxes. He calls it ambition. The IRS files record the counteroffer, one departing household at a time. And California, Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat. The highest top income tax rate in America, 13.3%. The largest net domestic outmigration of any state, 239,575 people in a single year. And in one IRS filing year, a net loss of 100,397 tax filing households. Now the honest caveat. Because this show deals in receipts, not rage, most people do not move to change the Electoral College. They move for jobs, housing, family, weather. Many keep voting Democratic in their new states. Seats are not outcomes. A Republican only wins Texas's 40 electoral votes by winning Texas. And population loss is not exclusively a blue state disease. Ohio, under Republican Governor Mike DeWine, lost 4 electoral votes. Colorado, under Democratic Governor Jared Polis, gained 2. Of the 12 states that gained electoral votes, 6 have Republican governors and 6 have Democrats. But here is the pattern that survives the caveat. 10 of those 12 gaining states have either no income tax at all or a single low flat rate. The strongest predictor of where Americans move is not the party of the governor. It is the tax and cost structure the state imposes. And the states imposing the heaviest burdens, the ones bleeding both residents and electoral votes, are overwhelmingly run by Democrats. Which brings us to 2030, now 4 years out. The forecasters, the American Redistricting Project, the Cook Political Report, and the election analytics firm Decision Desk HQ, converge on roughly 10 more electoral votes moving in the same direction. Texas plus 4, Florida plus 4, while California, New York, Illinois, and Pennsylvania all lose again. Decision Desk HQ ran the simulation, and it is blunt. A Democrat who wins the exact geographic coalition that delivered Joe Biden 306 electoral votes in 2020 gets roughly 262 under the projected 2032 map. That is short of 270. Not because a single voter changed their mind, because the map moved out from under the coalition. A Republican re-running Trump's 2024 coalition climbs to roughly 322. Decision Desk HQ's own phrase for it: Democrats are running out of map. The famous blue wall, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, has already shed 10 electoral votes since 2000, and forecasters project two or three more peeling away in 2030. The path that elected Obama twice and Biden once stops reaching 270 on its own. The bottom line: since 2000, pure population migration has moved 13 electoral votes into Republican-leaning states, and the 2030 census is projected to move roughly 10 more. The IRS recorded the same shift in dollars. California down $11.9 billion in a single year. New York down 9.9, Florida up 20.65. The mechanism is not a conspiracy, and it is not a gerrymander. It is a U-Haul, a tax return, and a headcount, repeated about 100,000 times a year out of California alone. The high-tax states run by Democratic governors are not just losing residents. They are losing the presidency, one moving van at a time. And the next count is already on the calendar. Every number in this episode, the census tables, the IRS migration files, the U-Haul index, the 2030 projections, is linked in the print version. Read every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if the numbers earned it, subscribe. New episodes wherever you get your podcasts.